From the interim director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to execute an amendment to a memorandum of understanding with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for the land acquisition and the functional replacement of the Milwaukee County Greenhouse Facility located at 10340 West Watertown Plank Road in the city of Wauwatosa.
Hi there.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
State your name for the record.
Thank you. Alan Markovitz, Special Counsel for Milwaukee County. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I apologize, Mr. Chairman, for not wearing a tie, but I got up this morning and I figured I was only going to be with my friends, and so I didn't think about putting on a tie.
You're amongst friends, okay.
This is a very interesting matter, which I want to take just a couple minutes and review with you, because it's rare that we get to, in a sense, celebrate the good things that are happening. This is all a 2013 experience. It began in 2013, and it's coming pretty much to an end in 2012, I should say, with the facility to be built in 2013. This whole story started when the Department of Transportation came to the county early this year and indicated that it needed to acquire roughly three-quarters of the area now occupied by the county's greenhouse facility, roughly 6 of the 8 acres that are there. The initial approach to the county by the department, by the state, was to pay the county a total of $576,000, lock, stock, and barrel, beginning and end of story. That was the state's view of what the property was worth. The county countered with a very unusual position, rarely used, asking the state to use a technique that is called functional replacement, which is an animal that is available when public facilities are dislodged as a result of an eminent domain project. It's the first time this has been extensively used here. The Department of Transportation agreed to accept this wrinkle, and a memorandum of understanding was previously approved and executed earlier this year. As we've moved forward under this program, the Department of Transportation needs to acquire the land that it needs. That process has now been completed. It's been through this committee and the board, and the land has been sold to the Department of Transportation for $1,100,000. In addition, the second component of the plan is that the county was to provide the land to locate the functional replacement. And the county fortunately had some available land next to the domes at Mitchell Park, which could be made available for that purpose. In return for that, the Department of Transportation will pick up all of the costs to build a brand new state-of-the-art facility at this location. We've now received bids, and it now appears that between the hard and soft costs that the state will fund, it will run between $11 and $13 million of federal and state resources that will flow in here to build this facility for us. The only cost to the county will be approximately $100,000, which is the amount of money that needs to be spent to improve the quality of exterior materials, which technically is called betterment under the functional replacement program. And the reason for the somewhat better materials is to make this new facility more homogeneous and more aesthetically consistent with the wonderful facility that the county has right next door. That $100,000, in effect, can be funded out of the $1,100,000 that's already been set aside for the land that's been purchased. This has now the package has now been submitted to the state. The state has until next Monday to advise us whether they're ready to go on this process. And there is this amendment document that's in place that incorporates, and that's why it's before the committee this morning. There have been a couple of questions from the press in the last couple of days, so I want to make it very clear that the final decision on whether to go ahead with this will be before the county board at its next meeting. If the committee is so disposed to make a recommendation and the response from the Department of Transportation next Monday is as favorable as we expect, then the matter will be ready for the full board to make a decision on December 20th. If that occurs, We are going to go immediately to awarding the contract. Again, I want to remind the supervisors that this will be a county project. It will be built under county supervision, the state will be picking up the cost for design and the cost for construction management and all of the other things along the way. If this works, the project will begin as soon as feasible in 2013, and the end date for move-in is August 31st of 2013. And the final fill-up on this is that the state will pick up the cost of moving the county's facilities from where they are now to where they need to be, either interim located and then moved to the final location on the south side, or the single move that will take place. But the cost of moving will be picked up by the state. So the bottom line is the county will have sold its land for fair value and will be picking up a wonderful facility, which I can tell you from my contact with the Parks Department, they're thrilled about. They've designed it. This is their design, which has been approved, and we're ready to go. And so we're here to ask for the committee to approve this last step and make a recommendation to the board, so everything will be in readiness at the meeting for later this month.
Mr. Drass, you have any comments or questions? Committee members. Supervisor Jersey.
Am I correct that we had already done a bid process and the DOT rejected those bids?
Now
done a new set of bids?
What happened on the first bid process is those bids were infected by the earlier timetable needed to build the project, which would have required a lot of winter construction. The end result of that was that very few of our normal bidders picked up plans and specs and bid on it, and the bids were coming in the $16-17 million range, which shocked everyone. The state then came in and offered the county a pushback on the time frame, so we could complete the job a little later in 2013 and get out of their way by the summertime instead of the spring. That resulted in rebidding the process and having virtually everyone who normally bids. We had very good competitive bidding, and all the bids have come in the high tens to the mid 11s, and there's an overall saving as a result of this. We will get a less costly product, but we will get the exact same product now that we planned to get when we originally bid it.
And the chairman was fully apprised of the rebid process?
Yes.
If DOT does not agree to this next round, is this going to proceed to a formal condemnation proceedings?
No, I think that because this amendment is just a refinement on the existing memorandum of understanding, the process of the state is more formality. They are required to select what we believe is the lowest competent bidder on this project. It's just that we didn't get the bids until last week, and we weren't able to deliver them until last week, and they needed 5 business days to respond. Our original plan was to have all of that done before we would come today before the committee, but the timing didn't work out, so we're in this interim step. I don't think there's one chance in 1,000 that the state will not approve the program and that it won't be ready for full board consideration on the 20th.
So you expect this to be resolved with all parties agreeing to the bid, and this does come back before this body then with regard to the bid and the project. Is that's what you're telling us?
Yes, it does.
Correct. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This time I'd like to move approval of item 13.
We have a motion to move approval. Any comments and questions? Madam Clerk, call the roll on item number 13.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye. So are you staying for the other two items? Or are you
I'm here particularly for not the next one, but the one after that.
Yeah, because you have done a lot of work for us, so just stay right there.
I'm happy to do that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Item number 14, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Drancic, how can I help you?
May I respectfully ask that item number 15 be taken before number 14 because 15 sets up 14?
How are we doing a basketball term? You going to set somebody up since somebody brought that analogy here?
It's the back door.
The back door? So we're doing the back door now. All right. Madam Clerk, call.